So settling into an agreeable posture. Letting go of any unnecessary tension. And connecting with intentions for practice. What brings you here? What brought you back into the new year to this workshop? What brings you back to these practices? And then letting the attention rest on the breathing for a while. Simply feeling the sensations of breathing, however they are, in one area of the body, letting the attention be somewhat focused. Making a mental note whenever the attention wanders, labeling thinking or planning or worrying or naming an emotion or a body sensation, a sound, and then gently let it be and come back to breathing. And then as you feel ready, letting the awareness expand to take in the body as a whole. So breath and body together. Making a mental note whenever attention wanders. And then coming back to a sense of breath and body together. Holding an awareness all together, the different sensations within the body, in a wide, spacious awareness. So up until this point, whenever you notice the mind wandering, the instructions have been to make that mental note and bring the attention back to breath or breath and body. And now working with another way to respond. So instead of bringing the attention back from thoughts or feelings, now allowing a thought or a feeling to remain in the mind, and then shifting the attention into the body. See if you can become of any sensations in the body that come along with the thought or emotion. Sometimes it's very brief, a thought or emotion, the moment you've noticed it, not too much to feel in the body. But sometimes there are recurrent thoughts or emotions or ones that are quite strong. And with these, when you shift your attention into the body, you might be able to really move your attention into the body where the sensations are strongest. So we recognize a thought or emotion, we allow it to be here, and we investigate in the body. Where is it? What's happening with it? What are the qualities to the sensations of the emotion or the thought? Tracking them for as long as they last. They seem to dissipate, then come back to sitting with breath and body again until something else that seems significant enough for you to do a little investigating with. Remembering that with your investigation in the body, when you find that strongest area where a thought or emotion is residing, you can try on breathing into the area, breathing out from it, as a way to explore it a little more deeply. Now, if there are no difficulties or concerns percolating up right now, you could, however, explore this approach by deliberately bringing to mind a difficulty, something that you're going through currently, something in your life. It doesn't have to be very important or critical, but something that you're aware of as unpleasant, unresolved, perhaps a misunderstanding, an argument. Maybe there's some regret or guilt, remorse. And if there's nothing currently arising in the mind, you might even choose something from the past, recent or distant, that once caused unpleasantness. Again, same method, we recognize the difficulty, perhaps make a mental note, give it a name. We resolve to allow it to be here. And then we investigate the difficulty as we feel it in the body, scan through the body, noticing all the ways in which it may show up, often as areas of tension, contraction, bracing. The breath could be tight, the shoulders, jaw, forehead, low back, belly. And then we can investigate more deeply by exploring with interest and kindness where we feel the difficulty most prominently in the body. And at this point, we want to let go of that story and just feel how this difficulty is landing in the body in these moments as it is. Again, you might breathe in and out of the area. Watching how the intensity of the sensations shifts. Watching how the sensations move, change, flux. As unpleasant as they may be, being aware of their changing nature. Deepening your attitude of acceptance and allowing, perhaps with some encouraging words to yourself, it's okay, it's here now, it's okay to be open to it. Whatever it is, it's already here, let me open to it. And the breath can help us here, not that we're trying to change anything with the breath, but the breath can give us an attitude of opening and softening, opening with the inhale, softening with the exhale, opening and softening. Remember, by saying that it's already here, it's okay, you're not saying that everything's peachy keen with the situation or that no harm was done. You're simply helping yourself and your awareness right now to remain open to the sensations in the body. You don't have to like these feelings. And in fact, you may feel aversion for them. Can you notice where that's showing up in the body? And open to the aversion. saying to yourself, it's okay not to want these feelings. They're already here. Let me be open to them. And if the sensations of the difficulties should subside, change substantially such that they're no longer holding your interest, then just reside in breath and body as a whole again. And if something else comes up, bringing your attention into that area in the body. You might possibly notice that by investigating difficulties in this way, by feeling them in the body, you might possibly notice that you're not quite so identified with them. That unpleasant thought, emotion, or situation is not all of who you are, not your whole resume, not identified. Doesn't define you. There may be some appreciation that it's a conditioned arising, came out of a whole complex of causes and conditions, many of which we can't even figure out. And the difficulty doesn't define us, not all of who we are. So to summarize, we can work with difficulties as they arise in the moment when we're practicing. Difficult thought, emotion, sensations, by bringing the attention into the body. Or we can bring a specific difficulty to the workbench of the mind. In both cases, we're pretty much using the RAIN acronym to help us. We're recognizing the difficulty, the R of RAIN. We're allowing it or accepting that it's here now, the A of RAIN. We're investigating, becoming intimate with the difficulty, the I of RAIN. And through the R and the A and the I is the possibility of the N of RAIN, not identified, not the whole story. That's the N of RAIN. So taking these last few minutes to work with whatever difficulties are showing for you, or simply sit with breath and body as a whole, mindfully aware.